Welcome to Lucas Oil Stadium and Colts.com for tonight's preseason week number 3 ball game between the Cleveland Browns and the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Matt Taylor, joined alongside the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy. And Bob, preseason week 3 is upon us, and for the average fan, they know that tonight's ball game will feature a game plan for both teams as the Colts and Browns game plan for one another. With that said, from an offensive standpoint, the Colts last week against the Giants, they looked pretty good. They want to take the next step tonight against a formidable defense.
Yeah, and what the Colts want to do is run the ball a little bit more tonight than they were able to last week. But it all depends on what Cleveland does. That's part of the game plan. If they run a defense you're not ready for, then you're going to change. The Colts did it last week beautifully, went to the short, quick out passes. That's part of the running game, and got the job done. We'll see what Cleveland does tonight. They've got a very good defense, as you mentioned. The Giants had a good defense. I think the Browns might even be a little bit better. The Colts will try to run the football against them. They're big up front. Our offensive line's got to do a job tonight and give Andrew some time to throw the ball. It's going to be interesting because Cleveland's offense, Brandon Whedon is an older quarterback, if you will. He's in his second year, but he's already 29. What that means, he's experienced a lot more. He's played baseball. He was at Oklahoma State. He played Andrew in a bowl game. They played here last year. This is going to be a good game. The Browns need this one. They're 2-0, and they're off to one of their best starts ever in preseason. But this is their first road game, so it's a different one. They're game planning, but they're also going on the road. Everything is new. So we'll see how it works. The Colts just want to get better, and they don't want to leave the same taste in the fans' mouth they did against Buffalo.
A full list of injuries will be posted to Colts.com a little bit later as we get closer to game time. But we know a couple guys will not play tonight. Mike McGlynn is out. Jeff Linkenbach will fill in for him, at least with the starters for the first couple series. Also not playing tonight, Kobe Fleener and Dwayne Allen, the two starting tight ends. So with that said, how much of a problem is that for the starting offense trying to get a good sense of what they're going to be like come week one without two of their better playmakers?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Justice Cunningham is making a name for himself. He's gotten better as each practice goes on. He's a starter tonight. That's a little different mindset. He's a pretty good blocker. He's also a good receiver, but he's best known as being a blocker. If he can get the job done against that Browns defense and open up some holes, he's going to make it hard to them not keep him around. And Dominic Jones is a guy who plays tight end and fullback. He's done that since he got here. And so he's been given another shot tonight. He also is a better player than people think, but how many tight ends are you going to carry? There are a lot of Colts and Browns players tonight that won't be on the roster sometime before Tuesday. So everybody's playing for a job tonight, and that's where I think the key is. You're going to see people try to game plan, but guys are going to try to put their best foot forward.
And then for the Colts defense, they played really well against the Giants. Did not allow a offensive touchdown to Eli Manning and company. They were very good in the red zone. And as you said, they're going to get another good test tonight against Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, I don't know how much Trent Richardson's going to play, but they get in the red zone, he's going to run the ball a lot. Brandon Jacobs is going to get a good shot at it too. Brandon Whedon is a guy who will pick you apart if you let him. So the Colts have to be good at getting to him. But at the same time, our corners are going to have to cover Greg Little and Josh Gordon, two of the premier young receivers in the league.
Those are just some of the storylines heading into tonight's third preseason game. We'll hope you'll join us. It's on local television on WNDY. And if you're near a radio, of course, it's on the Vectren Radio Network. For Bob Lamy, I'm Matt Taylor. For the latest on the Colts, you're in the right place. Keep it here on Colts.com.